Tough day for commuters in the capital, of course, as industrial action brings the trains to a halt and the buses aren't working either. It's the biggest strike in some 20 years. Usual story. Negotiations between the rail and the maritime union and the train company Transdev over terms and conditions have fallen apart. General Secretary of the Rail and Maritime Union, Wayne Butson, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
What do you want and what are they offering?
Well, what we want is to keep our hard-fought-for long-standing terms and conditions of employment. And we want the money to stay in our pockets rather than going to the profit and loss balance sheet in Paris and Seoul, Korea.
Are you a mile apart?
I think we are in terms of the employer claims. The employer has gone for core terms and conditions. And we've said to them, actually, we are not selling our terms and conditions. We're more than happy to talk to you about ways of improving productivity, improving customer service, improving the train services and that. But we're not going to actually trade off our members' terms.
So why are you taking us, Wayne, I understand all of that, but why are you taking us down the dark old days of a strike? Eh? I mean, that's the olden days, isn't it?
Oh, well, it is. And our record proves that we don't actually have dissimilar views, Mike. The last major stoppage in Wellington is 1994. What that means is we've been dealing before now with mature employers. We've turned up at the table. We've listened to each other. We've arrived at outcomes and moved on. What we've got here is an employer who is completely intransigent, will not actually show any respect to the union whatsoever. We initiated bargaining on the 4th of May. We couldn't get them to the table until the 21st of August. And so we've been driven to this. It is not our choice to inconvenience our fellow Wellingtonians, I can assure you. And this action has not been taken lightly. It's been taken out of desperation. So, it is the only way we can change their mind.
So where does this go? Given that today will probably prove nothing, where does it go? Is there another day coming? Does it escalate? What's the plan?
Well, unlike you, Mike, I'm hoping that today will not end up with nothing. I am hoping that, A, the companies will see sense, B, that the Greater Wellington Regional Council may see that bringing in these foreign multinationals to operate the network was just a bridge too far. They must have some influence and control over them because, of course, it's all ratepayer and taxpayer money that funds the operation. And we'd like to think that actually sane people will intervene and tell these foreign-owned multinationals to just cut it out and get on with running the business.
All right, Wayne, appreciate your time. Wayne Butson, Rail and Maritime Union Secretary. From the text, and they're thick and fast this morning, this is reflective. Mike, surprise, surprise. Strikes welcome to the Labor government. Jackie, you've got something there. Mind you, as he said, they started or tried to start negotiations back in May, well before the election, of course.